You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. It's time for another round of Linguistic True Confessions. What phrase did you discover to your eternal embarrassment that you've been saying wrong all these years? This is a safe space to talk about it. Email us words@waywardradio.org.
Hello, you have Away with Words.
Hi, this is Kristen. I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington.
Hi, Kristen. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Kristen.
Well, today I have a question about misheard or mispronounced phrases. Mine was something that came up in a college creative writing class I had. I was 18 or 19, and I was writing my first short story. And the way that the creative writing class worked is that when you were done, you passed out your story, and a week later, everybody got together and critiqued your story.
No pressure there.
Right, exactly. So I was really proud of my work, and of course, the very first thing that came up on, I think it was probably even the bottom of the first page, was this phrase, "for all intensive purposes." And I was called out on it almost immediately, and the teacher was very nice about it. She got up and she was talking about other similar phrases that were easily misheard if you had never seen them written before. Mm-hmm. Intensive mm-hmm. purposes, of course, should be intense and purposes.
I guess what you're saying is, what was happening there? Why would you make that mistake? Or why would so many people make that mistake, right?
Yes, it seems like it's a very common phrase to misunderstand. As mm-hmm. I speak to people about it, I have a lot of friends who say, "Oh yeah, I heard it like that all the time." Or they say, "You mean it's not for all intents and purposes?"
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, the same thing happened to me. And the reason that you and I and countless other people made that mistake is because it does make sense. You know, the way you hear it as "for all intensive purposes" seems to make sense mm-hmm. in the same context as "for all intents and purposes."
And there are two factors that make it even easier to do. One is intent as a noun in English is pretty rare. And intense mm-hmm. as a plural noun is even rarer. And so intense just doesn't even sound right to us. And so our brain is doing what's called reanalysis, or which actually turns out to be misanalysis. Our brain says, what is the most likely word here? Intense is kind of rare, but intensive, that's pretty common. Yeah. Why don't I just go ahead and go with intensive? And that's the way that it comes out. A lot of the mistakes that we make in English are based on that kind of misanalysis. We're just not 100% sure what we're hearing, and we come up with the most likely thing, and that's what we go with. And frankly, it serves us well most of the time.
Yeah. I would say, too, that this is a classic eggcorn. It's a term invented by linguists to refer to this kind of thing, and it derives from the idea that you might call an acorn an eggcorn. It's sort of the same idea of the potential inside that little kernel.
Right. So
excellent.
So you're not alone in this. And I guess I should say that, as Martha pointed out, intensive purposes does make sense. It's just not what really goes. it's not the best choice.
Right. Well, I found that out for sure. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your example.
Bye, Kirsten.
Okay. Bye.
Grant, here's another eggcorn I like. Recently, I heard somebody say "from the gecko" rather than "from the get-go."
From the gecko, G-E-C-K-O.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why you'd be picturing a little green lizard at the beginning of something, but apparently some folks do.
One of my favorite eggcorns is "to nuzzle in on" instead of "to muscle in on." This is an actual quote, modified
nice.
Just a little bit. "Colonials executed British citizens who were nuzzling in on our trade profits."
No.
No, they were muscling in.
That's great. We'll stick around, because coming up, we'll probably be making some mistakes of our own when NPR Puzzle Master Will Short stops by with a quiz.
Right now, though, please tell your local public radio station how much you appreciate shows like this. You can do that with a contribution in any amount. It all adds up.
Here's the number to call.